WWIB, the day after the election, and time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know what you're, you know, we were texting back and forth last night, and I got to say, for me, for about 7:45, I actually headed toward bed. I mean, I thought I'll put the radio on, but sure. It was different because I remember 2000 being here till after 3 in the morning, Gore versus Bush, so the years and the time change, you know?
Yeah, you know, I had every intention of staying up until 11, and I think around 9:30, I was like, you know what, I just can't. I realized my body needed the sleep, and I fell asleep in about 2 minutes after hitting the bed. So, Yeah. Maybe someday I'll stay up again until past 11 o'clock, but it's not this day.
I mean, think about it, as far as hunger goes, right? You listen to your body, you're hungry, and so you eat, right? And you're
right.
You're tired, and so you head toward bed. So,
yep.
I have many of those those memories, though, of election coverage, like late night and then the early morning turnaround. And so I do feel a little bit more rested than some of those times.
That's probably good, right? I mean, rest is good for
absolutely.
Us and physically and mentally and so forth.
It is. So sorting through this, we had an SRN update at the bottom of the hour. President-elect Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, a short term in the Senate. And lo and behold, he's the vice president-elect. Wow.
Yeah, that is the case. We are, it was going to be an historic election either way, and here we are.
What would you say to those who are not Christians, and they look at the overwhelming number of people in the church who voted for Trump this time, and really, I mean, he's been around 3 straight elections, but they say, boy, there's parts of his character and demeanor that I take issue with, and it seems like so many of you evangelicals kind of don't care about that at all. And so I have a problem with that. Kind of is a challenge for me in trying to get to Jesus. What do you say to those folks?
You know, I think where I would say is before you open your mouth and gloat before you open your mouth and defend, stop and listen. Stop and listen to people about why they feel the way that they do. Mm-hmm. I think too often we are quick to jump to words, quick to jump to defense, quick to jump to you're wrong. I think it would be much, much better for us if we would say, I hear that you're hurting. I hear that you have a different opinion than I do on this. I hear that what you're saying doesn't seem to represent Jesus. Tell me why that's the case.
Yeah.
And listen and try to take to heart what people are saying to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. It reminds me. I think our pastor the last couple of weeks at Valley Brook, Travis Albrecht, has said there's going to be people who are happy and people who are not in our congregation because we got people from the left to the right, which I think is a good thing in the church. And so the reality is that be sensitive. Yeah, you're right. Use the word gloat. I mean, don't go in there doing the touchdown dance probably. So.
Right. You know, and I understand the desire to celebrate, and yeah, I think that's a good desire people have. But I think it also needs to involve, you know what, we've had people in all different places coming through this, and to honor their humanity and understand that they maybe are coming from a different place than you are.
And the reality is, I mean, right, you read the book by David French some time back about the divide that we have in America,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And, and we were going to be divided this morning either way. And so we're divided with President-elect Trump. It could have been a divided nation, president-elect Harris. That's not what it is.
Yep.
So.
And again, I think regardless of where you're coming from, the question that moves us forward is how do we love best?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that doesn't necessarily happen on a national level. It happens with our neighbors next door. How do we begin to mend relationships that have been harmed? You know, how do we love those who are the downtrodden, right? And I think that is really where I've been thinking. You know, I was up really early this morning and thinking about how do I do that? How do I live in that way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly I know of many stories, and we've got some challenges within my own family of origin on as it's political related. All right, let's speaking of love, the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, verse 6 today.
Sure. It says, it does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out.
Mm-hmm. And in Letters to the Beloved, your devotional New Testament commentary, you say, love does not celebrate the sins of others. Yes, I want you to be gracious and patient, but in doing so, do not let the pendulum swing so far that you rejoice in evil. Instead, rejoice at the truth you find in my son. Final thought.
Yeah, you know, again, I think being gracious, being patient. You know, I think that's a good call for us. Remember what has been done, kind of pull back and take the big picture, and just trying to live out of that patience and love.
Good stuff. Good reminder. Thank you, friend. All right.
Thank you later.
There we go.
It's a Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and it's time to play a little game that we haven't played for a bit, Halvo. It's called The Price Is Close Enough.
Sounds familiar to a longtime TV game show.
So, here's what we're going to do. First off, the prize, you know what? It's opening week for the best Christmas pageant ever. I saw that it was actually 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, both critic score and audience score, too, which is, again, just getting started, but pretty rare, I think, for critics in general to be like, no, this faith-based film is fantastic. So that was encouraging to see. So it opens this week at Mycon Cinemas. So official opening date is Friday, but I believe there's some early showings that you can attend on Thursday evening. We want to get you and a guest in to see the best Christmas pageant ever at Mycon Cinema. So a couple movie tickets could be yours if you are the first to get this. So here's what we do. We take multiple items from Facebook Marketplace and create a showcase, right? You need to guess the price of that showcase within $10 without going over. If you go over, you're out of the game. So find a handful of items on Facebook Marketplace. I will give them to you. You have to guess the total price of that showcase within $10 without going over. 715-723-2555. Here are the items, Halvo, that I found while digging around Facebook Marketplace yesterday. The first item is various tablecloths. Various tablecloths. The second item is a Super Mario hoodie. Super Mario hoodie is the second item. Third item is a farmhouse table. Farmhouse table, item number three. Item number four from Facebook Marketplace, a Nintendo 64 console with 10 games. A Nintendo 64 console with 10 games. And the final item or items for this showcase, two Apple computers. Two Apple computers. So, 715-723-2555. Guess the total price of that showcase within $10 without going over. Again, it's not the price is right. It's the price is close enough. Got to get within 10 bucks without going over and you win. So, it's basically a glorified version of higher or lower. Again, various tablecloths, Super Mario hoodie, farmhouse table, Nintendo 64 with 10 games, and two Apple computers. What is the total price of that showcase within $10 without going over? 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Kenny from Rice Lake.
Kenny, go ahead.
Is it $1,085.
Kenny, you didn't get it, but you have not gone over. You're low, so you can guess again. 715-723-2555.
He's still alive.
He is. There you go. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Hi, Sherry.
What do you think, Sherry?
$1,150.
Sherry, you are low. You are low, so you can call back. Thank you, Sherry. 715-723-2555.
Only slightly higher than Kenny's guess of $1,085. Our new floor, $1,150.
All right, let's go back to the phone. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb. It's Linda.
Hey, Linda.
I'm going to guess $2,230.
$2,230 for that showcase, Linda.
Oh.
Oh, you've set our ceiling. So everyone else thanks you, Linda, but you are out of the game because you went over. 715-723-2555. Time for, I guess, one more guest because our music ran out. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Bloomer again.
All right, go ahead, Sherry.
$1,350.
Sherry with $1,350. You are low. You are low. So you're still in the game. So we're going to push this off 20 minutes to now that, again, it takes a while to explain the rules and such. Now that everybody's gotten the hang of it, we will get back to this after 7:45.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, and we are playing The Price is Close Enough.
Indeed. So we've given you the showcase. Again, it's random items from Facebook Marketplace. You have to guess the total value of that showcase within 10 bucks. Thus, the price is close enough. Within 10 bucks without going over. If you go over, you're out of the game. If you're under, you get to continue playing. 715-723-2555. 723-2555, the number to call. Our prize, Halvo, two tickets to the best Christmas pageant ever. Fantastic movie that's going to be playing at Mycon Cinema starting this Thursday evening.
Pretty nice.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rebecca from Jump River.
All right, Rebecca from Jump River, what do you think? How much is that showcase? And by the way, the showcase items, various tablecloths, a Super Mario hoodie, a farmhouse table, a Nintendo 64 with 10 games, and two Apple computers. Rebecca from Jump River, what do you think? What's the total value?
$1,800.
Sounds like she said $1,800.
Did you say $1,800 even? We lost you a little bit there.
What? $805.
Something five.
Yeah. One more time there, Rebecca. I think the connection isn't real good.
1-855.
1-855. Rebecca from Jump River.
Sorry.
I'm sorry you've gone over, but thank you for playing.
That's our new ceiling.
723-2555. You actually have helped everyone else out.
Yeah, Rebecca, the ceiling came down from 2230 to 1855, so don't go over that.
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Boomer.
All right, Sherry, go ahead.
1,550.
Sherry from Bloomer. You've set the new ceiling. Thank you for playing. You're out of the game, but you've helped everyone else out.
She wanted those movie tickets so bad, but that's the new ceiling, 1550.
All right, so 715-723-2555. Again, guess within 10 bucks without going over of this showcase, various tablecloths, a Super Mario hoodie, a farmhouse table, a Nintendo 64 with 10 games, and two Apple computers. It's Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We're playing The Price Is Close Enough.
So we have a floor of $1,350 and a ceiling of $1,550, somewhere between those.
All right, we could get this very quickly. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Caitlin from Jump River.
All right, Caitlin, go ahead.
$1,422.
Caitlin from Jump River, you are still in the game. You are low. You are low. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Madison from Bloomer.
Madison from Bloomer. What do you think, Madison?
$1,445.
Still low, but you're still alive.
You're still in the game. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Again, get within 10 bucks without going over. The price is close enough. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
From Kadat.
From Kadat. All right, go ahead. What do you think?
$1,450.
Halvo?
That was only a $5 increase from the last one, and that's our new floor. That's low. You're still alive, but that's not close enough.
All right. We've got time for...
So we got a $100 margin between $1,450 and $1,550.
Yeah, so let's see. If we can't get this in three guesses,
all right, that's
it. Push it off. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. Go ahead.
This is Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
I'll go with 1468.
You are low, Mark. You are low. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jessica from Bloomer.
All right, Jessica, go ahead.
Is it $1,485,
Halvo? That's our new floor. You're still too low, though. We're still alive.
We're getting close.
Yeah.
All right, last guess, though. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Kevin from Sirona.
All right, Kevin from Sirona. What do you think? What's the value of that showcase? Don't go over. Get within 10 bucks.
We'd like you to get it.
$1,495.
Halvo?
You're still low. You're still alive, and we're moving on to 8:15.
All right, after 8:15, I'm thinking we should get this solved pretty quickly.
Yeah. Winner Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show, and I predict we're going to get a winner in the next couple minutes.
I don't think it's going to take too long. We're playing not The Price is Right, but The Price is Close Enough. So we've grabbed some random items from Facebook Marketplace for our showcase, and you have to guess the total value of that showcase within $10. Thus, The Price is Close Enough, within $10 without going over the items. Various tablecloths, a Super Mario hoodie, a farmhouse table, a Nintendo 64 with 10 games, and two Apple computers. Havel, what's our floor and what's our ceiling right now?
Yeah.
Basically, this is higher or lower.
Thanks for asking. The floor is $1,495. The ceiling's $1,550. So it's only $55, and you get within 10. We could get a winner on the first guess.
Yeah, again, get within 10. Don't go over. 715-723-2555.
Who doesn't like winning free movie tickets?
Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
I'll guess 1,531.
1,531, he says. Havo?
You're a winner, man. Way to go.
Way to go.
Bam. Just like that. That's all there is to it.
Within 10, it was 1540, so you're within 9. You had to be within 10. You didn't go over.
Well done, Mark from Chippewa Falls. We're going to send you to the movies to see the best Christmas pageant ever at Mycon Cinemas. How about that?
That's awesome. Thank you so much. It looks
like
a really good movie.
It does look, well, I've already seen it, so I know it's fantastic. Hang on the line. We will tell you how to get those prizes. That's how you do it, Talvo. And if folks want to know the individual prices, again, on Facebook Marketplace, the various tablecloths were $180. The Super Mario hoodie was $10. The farmhouse table was $300. The Nintendo 64 with 10 games was $300. And the two Apple computers, what a deal, $750 for a total showcase value of $1,540. And again, Mark from Chippewa Falls got within $10 without going over.
Way to go, Mark.
Well done.
The Whip Wake Up Show, WWIB, and it Win It Wednesday. And we did get a winner, Mark in Eau Claire. Congratulations to him earlier. And the price is close enough. But this morning, as we wind down, thinking about some rather unusual hobbies that some folks have.
And whenever you put something like this out on the internet, you certainly get some, we'll say, interesting responses.
Yeah. For instance, again, the question was, what weird hobby do you have? Somebody said, I'm really into rock tumbling. There's something oddly satisfying about polishing rough stones over days or weeks and seeing them transform into smooth, shiny gems. I can get that. I can understand.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even say that's that weird. I think it's actually
kinda
very
cool.
Satisfying. However, having purchased a rock tumbler at one point for my children, those things are very loud.
Okay.
So maybe put that in the soundproof room if you happen to have one. A weird hobby, someone says, looking at names on gravestones.
Huh.
So I guess taking a walk through the graveyard and kind of seeing what names are there. That's a little odd.
This next one is a little different. Someone said their hobby is breeding poison dart frogs.
Doesn't sound especially safe. Weird or odd or out of the ordinary hobbies, responses from the internet. Someone says, I collect bus and train tickets. I think that could be cool.
You know what's kind of interesting? We've got some of these media identifiers going to WIA state tournaments or something like that. If you save that, that's kind of interesting look back on. Somebody else says bottle cap collecting.
Odd, different, out of the ordinary hobbies. Another person said, I walk around my city looking for interesting license plates and take photos of them. That could get people saying, what is going on?
Yeah.
Why are you taking a photograph of my license plate?
It is interesting, though, driving around, and I work in downtown Eau Claire. I mean, just seeing different, from different states and stuff is kind of fun. And this last one, I don't know how odd it is, and I know our longtime friend Terry Moulton from Moldy's Archery and Tackle actually does this. The answer is someone says they make fishing lures.
I think that's intensely interesting.
I remember most Terry's musky lure, the hog wobbler.
The hog wobbler, yeah. So I don't know that I have the patience or manual dexterity to be able to do something like that, but I think it's really cool.